You're listening to Around Comics, episode 258, brought to you by InStockTrades.com and Evangelion from Funimation. From Chicago, this is Around Comics, the comic culture podcast, where each week our revolving panel of guests talk about everything in and around the world of comic books and comics culture. And Around Comics is normally recorded at Dark Tower Comics and Collectibles, but for the second week in a row, we're coming to you from our other favorite store. That's right, Challengers Comics and Conversation.
And on Tuesday.
And on Tuesday night.
It's lower energy night for me.
It's not the same as a Friday, but
true.
Challengers is located at 4835.
You keep screwing it up.
Challengers Comics.
Just go to challengerscomics.com and you'll find the address there.
Challengers Comics is located at 1845 Northwestern Avenue in Chicago. If you are in the area, drop on by. Hey there, folks. Christopher Niesman here. Let me get you introduced to this week's panel. First of all, as always, Mr. Tom Caters.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you doing, Tom?
I'm good.
It's Tuesday night.
Yeah,
I know.
Usually we record on Friday, and I'm usually pretty excited about the weekend. But I know I have
Tuesday.
Tomorrow.
You got three more days ahead of you of work.
I got three more days again. Now Thursday night, I'd be really beaten down by that point. So
the beard gets scruffier as the week goes on.
Yeah, I got problems.
Next, the prodigal son has returned once again.
Yeah, I can't seem to get away from this
place.
I
keep roping you back in.
So you only show up when the good guests.
Well, yeah, I'm not coming for just anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Brian Salazar.
Hello.
Yeah, it's Sal had retired from the show for a while, and and he's doing his best Brett Favre now.
He's like the Brett Favre of the show.
But I still got some game left in me. I can still do this show.
And I was like, Sal, you know, why don't you come back? It's like, no, I don't want to come back. It's like, you know, we can interview John Byrne again. You know, we already talked to John Byrne.
We did that.
It's like, you know, I could finally get the Alan Moore interview. It's like, Alan doesn't talk about his superhero stuff anymore.
I don't want to talk to an English guy.
But then we find out that our next guest is a big comic book fan, and Sal says, you get this guy, I'll come back. So our special guest for this week is uber comic book fan and a Pro Bowl outside linebacker for our Chicago Bears, Mr. Lance Briggs.
Thank you, fellas. Thank you. Thank you very much for having me. It's long, long overdue.
Hey, it's great to have you here. Thanks for taking some time out of your very busy schedule. It means a lot to us. So
absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely. The comic books, it's been huge to me since I was probably 7 years old. You know, me and my mom, we walked into a trading car store, and you know, we were heavy into trading cars. We still have them, you know, baseball, old school, classic baseball cards, have Deion Sanders rookie card. And, you know, I just happened to look over and there were just these issues of comics. And, you know, I just decided to pick one up. And ever since then, you know, it's just been, mom, you know, can I have a comic? Look at this new issue. X-Men, mom, look at this. You know,
it's a number one issue.
Yes. You know,
it comes out every month.
Yeah. All right. So, you know, it's been a love affair ever since.
Well, you know, it was exciting for us to find out that you know, our favorite Bear, and I say our favorite because Sal and I are Bears fans. Tom is a Packers fan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't say
I told you.
He gets on the show.
But, you know, it was exciting for us to find that out. But, you know, honestly, since, you know, especially with comic book movies and, you know, comic theme movies coming out, there have been a lot of celebrities and even, you know, other professional athletes. Says, oh, yeah, I'm a comic book fan. And, you know, you never can tell how much of a comic book fan.
Right.
You know, it's never easy to tell one way or the other. But you take it to another level. You actually have your very own comic fan website.
Correct.
You are a comic book fan. And, Lance's Comic Book World, which is lancescomicbookworld.com. Tell us a little bit about the inspiration for starting the site and what you're trying to accomplish with it.
The LCW is basically a site that tracks my first hobby. You know, before I was playing football, this is what I love to do. And this is what I endured. You know, the other football players, people making fun of me, my big brother making fun of me.
You channel that anger.
Yeah, like Lance, you know. You know, how many teenagers that play football or reading the comics at 15, 16 years old, you know, and I said, well, this is what I love to do. So I did it anyway. And so now it's a chance just to kind of connect the fans of comics as well as fans that recognize me as a football player, you know, kind of put them on the same platform and keep them updated with blogs and updated things on issues on comics and things of that nature. So for me, it's a way to connect not only with the comic book fans, but it's also to get feedback from them on different things. I love to hear everyone's idea, and I want to always stay connected.
Yeah, you know, there are a lot of comic book fans that are also football fans. I don't know if there's a comic book message board out there that doesn't have a, you know, NFL 2009 thread where people are, you know, smack talk and whatnot.
Fantasy threads.
Absolutely. Right.
You know, all that. I don't know if it's, we as just comic book fans just, you know, love cheering for large men in costumes.
We like dudes in costumes.
The tights, I mean, I'm glad that, you know, when it comes to the movies, that they changed that up a little bit.
Yeah,
not the spandex.
The X-Men. It's like even Wolverine. So I'm not going to wear that. What am I going to wear, spandex? When you talk about teammates and older brother, do your teammates know that you're a comic book fan?
You know what? They're starting to know more and more. You know, the cat's out slowly. You know, and some of my teammates were huddled around. And they said, "Yeah, Lance, I heard about this new website you have about comics and stuff." You know, I mean, it's actually pretty cool because I do think because there are so many comic book movies that are coming out, a lot of people are starting to become more and more connected to comics or more familiar with comics. So, you know, when my teammates bring it up, you know, I'm like, "Yeah, I have a comic book website," and they ask me questions about it and different kind. We start going over comics, you know, and I start to test their knowledge.
You're the comic book guy now.
You know nothing. Of course, that's not true. you start leaving the hints out.
The stigma of being a comic book fan is kind of, you know, lessened over the years. You know, when I was a kid, you know, it like you said, you know, you're always getting made fun of by people, whatever, that kind of stuff. And especially as I got older and still read
comics.
Maybe
it wasn't just the comic book, so.
Well, you know, I wasn't a professional athlete. This is true.
Right.
But at the same time, you know, that some of that, because of the movies and the popularity of comics, it does seem like.
You see Batman makes $700 million at the box office.
People are interested in it, and it makes it easier to talk to people about it and kind of share that passion with other people.
I mean, it was cool. I really got into some of the relationships, and so I think, to me, it was kind of like, reading comics was kind of like my soap opera. You know, it was my soap opera that I can connect to. My sisters, they can connect to Days of Our Lives and Bold and the Beautiful. I connect to this right here. And so by reading these, you know, I would go pick up, you know, like Savage Dragon or Shadowhawk and see what's going on. And I find out there's, you know, three different Shadowhawks, you know, and
they're all dating each other's sisters.
right, exactly. You know,
X-Men's been a soap opera for 40 years.
Years, yeah. Exactly. So to me, it's when I read one soap opera and it gets to the end of that, you know, maybe a character that had a little stint in this one that I liked, I'll go pick up their, you know, their spinoff, you know, and I'll just, you know, that's how I kind of you know, expand my my comic books.
Did you ever think about dropping reading comics when people, you know, I did.
I never thought about dropping it. It was just more of it's a secret society.
Probably also a busy man.
Well, you know, you have probably a busier schedule than most of us. You know,
what do you mean?
I'm talking about how you
it's not a good sign that I could drop everything and come to a comic book shop on Tuesday.
How do you keep up with? I mean, is it hard to try and stay up with comics? Do you have to pick and choose?
It's kind of difficult because I only have certain days where I really have enough time to go over to the comic book store and spend enough time to really analyze what I want. Plus, the comic book store by where I used to live was closed. Then they opened another shop across the street, and I went over there, and it was closed. So, and actually, my agent actually gave me some locations. But
that's a good agent. You stick with that guy.
I just haven't followed up, you know. So I'm out of date a little bit. But I'd go at least, you know, probably two or three times a month to kind of update. But it was hard for me to go 2-3 times a month because, you know, I'd go and get The Darkness, you know, which is, you know, one of my favorite comics, and, you know, they don't come out every month, you know, or I'd go get Hunter Killer, and they're like, you know, I go in there for 4 months in a row, and it's still the same issue. So, you know, for me, I was like, you know, I'm just going to wait until I'll ask, you know, when, you know, when the next issue is going to come out. Just say, you know, in 3 months.
Right.
I'll be back in three
months. Well, you know, I think we just stumbled upon the solution for late comic book artists is we just got to let them all know that there's professional football players that need those books to come out on time. Yes.
No, you don't understand. They know who you are. I'd actually, you'd mentioned The Darkness, and Phil Hester is a longtime friend of the show. Our first creator interview.
He was going
way back. So
five, four years ago.
Tricked him.
And I had emailed Phil, and Phil's been writing The Darkness, and I said, well, yeah, Lance, I hear, is a big fan of The Darkness.
Love The Darkness.
And he's like, well, that's kind of neat.
He's a big football
fan,
too.
And Phil's a huge football fan.
My favorite comic right now is Darkness Superman. That crossover was amazing. It was
back
amazing.
When Top
it was a
Cow
fight.
Top Cow would do that. I remember the I'm an old Witchblade fan, so I love the Wolverine Witchblade crossover was awesome. So that they made major fun of me forever about my Witchblade fixation.
No, I didn't make fun about your Witchblade. It was the fact that you bought all the issues and didn't read any of them. You kept buying them and not reading them
for like 2 years.
Yeah, so that's what I made fun of. I didn't care that you read the book.
I was waiting until someone told me it was
Tom
good
made
again.
Fun of you.
Listen, you know, once you get all the, you know, we all have a unified front in front of all the other people that don't like comics, but as soon as you get us all together, then we got to start divvying up.
Yeah.
going after each other. That's how it works. Yeah.
So have there been any other NFL guys that you can out as comic book fans? Any other players you know of?
You know, that whole secret society deal. You know, I don't go out looking for guys. You know, if they show up on my comic book website, then it's pretty clear. But other than that, you know, we stick to ourselves. And I let them do their thing, and I do theirs. You know, and
I got a feeling about Ocho Cinco.
He might be.
I do too.
Yeah, I think that would fit his
him on Twitter.
He's on there all the time. Absolutely.
He's not busy playing video games.
God, I can't think of his name. The safety that was from Philly.
Oh,
Dawkins.
Brian Dawkins. Yeah.
I would assume, you know what I mean, especially since he calls himself Wolverine.
Yeah, I would assume. Yeah. Unless it's just from the movie. I assume that he's read the. He seems like he's got the moves down.
The defensive tackle from Minnesota several years ago with the.
John Randall. Yeah,
John Randall. He looked like a comic book character.
I think he was a Batman fan, at least.
Amon Green is a Batman fan.
Is he?
Is
he still playing?
Yes, he is.
He just came back.
He's a huge Batman fan. He's got a big tattoo.
One of the cool things that you have at Lance's Comic World is a video where you show some of the comics that you have here in your Illinois home.
Right.
And it was cool to see some of the stuff that you brought with you and stuff that you like to read and reread. There's a X-Men issue that was just falling apart. You had read it so much.
Oh, man. It's a great issue.
But it got me thinking. It's, you know, you have to split your residence. You live in California and Illinois. You know, comic book fans normally, you know, keep all of their comics in one spot. And do you ever, in those rare moments where you have some time to kick back and read comics, you ever like, oh, I want to read that, but it's in California. Mm-hmm.
I kind of split them up. Actually, it's Arizona. I do kind of split them up, and I have a lot of my favorite issues here in Illinois, and I keep them in a box, you know, and then I have some of my more modern issues in Arizona. So when I go back and forth, I kind of go back and I'm like, I haven't read this one in a while. And I go back and just start reading stuff. I pick up almost anything now. You know, I started getting into Star Wars. You know, I want to get into the Old Republic, you know, the stuff that's going on.
This
is the whole storyline, you know, what happened, you know, from, you know, where did this Sith come from, you know, and who was his master, and just the whole history and where they're going. And
it's like four of those Lance, that are out, too.
Lance Briggs is a continuity nerd.
He wants to... I need to know how that's good. He's getting on the plane with a long box to change out his...
I was gonna say in the video, some of the comics, a lot of the image stuff from the 90s, I recognized in there. That was probably right when you were getting into it, right?
I was heavy into it then, because I mean, if you see the letters, a lot of first issues there, and I really wanted to test out characters. I didn't. Some of the covers were interesting to me, you know. Shaman's Tears, I love Pit, you know, and I thought Deathblow was a incredible story, you know. Yeah. And when I first started, it was so dark, and the guy, you know, he said, you know, I don't care about my life, you know. They send me in to kill people, and that's what I do. I don't care. I have HIV, you know. I'm gonna go anyway. Or he said, I think I have cancer. He's like, I'm gonna go anyway, you know. And these stories, I just got really into them. Cyberforce, Stormwatch. At the time, Image to me was top dog to me.
Oh, right. Yeah. Do you still read Savage Dragon?
I did get into Savage Dragon. He has some rough fights.
Oh, yeah.
He got beat to pulp.
Well, you got to make him so he can heal. Yeah. You can do whatever you want.
Right.
Good. I've seen him literally ripped in half.
Yeah. The guy has.
Yeah, Savage Dragon is great again. Eric Larson's back full time. He was the publisher of Image, and now he's back doing Savage Dragon full time. Right? Yeah, and it's fun. It's really good again.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. It's great. I'd lost track of it for a little while. Me being so fickle.
Well, so did he.
So did he. That's
he
true.
Lost track of it for a little
yeah,
while.
Yeah, he lost track of it too. Yeah.
And wasn't Jason Aaron did a? Was that a Deathblow story?
Yeah, Jason.
I think it was Jason Aaron. He did for that.
I think Azzarello did the Deathblow.
No. Or yeah, he did. You're right.
Brian Azzarello, who's a local guy.
Is he?
When they relaunched Deathblow, he did the miniseries, right?
Mm-hmm. It was a miniseries.
Still alive? Is he still alive?
I believe so. Yeah. Huh. Yeah. I believe the characters.
Comic book time.
Yeah.
Cancer.
Yeah. 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 It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm.
It goes into remission. Yeah. That can last for a couple of years.
So what's some of the stuff you're reading like now? What's some of your favorite stuff?
The Darkness. I just love the crossovers. I love the crossover with Laura Croft. You know, where his creatures kind of fell in love with her and wouldn't listen to him. And, you know,
that's kind of hot.
Right. You know. I'm kind of getting into some of the new X-Men stuff. You know, I was just real curious about it. And then the X-23 character, you
that's
know,
a
I wanted
great
it, I wanted it, right. I really wanted it because of the history behind it and her connection to Wolverine. I wanted to see what
everybody
they're going to do
Wolverine.
With the character. Yeah. Right. I wanted to see what they're going to do with the character.
Yeah. That original miniseries is fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Chris Yost, I think, wrote it. It's a great, great story.
Mm-hmm.
It's not Chicago. It's Chicago. It's not Chicago.
This portion of Around Comics is brought to you by InStockTrades.com, where waiting for the trade has never been easier. InStock Trades is your source for trade paperbacks, deluxe hardcovers, omnibus editions, absolute editions, essential showcases, and more, all at great discounted prices. And remember that all orders over $50 ship for free. Right now, you can get our book club selection, Hellblazer, Dangerous Habits. It's discounted 47% off the cover price. It can be yours for the low, low price of $7.94. That is all at InStockTrades.com.
Snaps a pencil.
All right. Well, I have another question. A lot of guys in the NFL, when they get a sack or tackle somebody behind the line, they'll have some sort of celebration. You know, Alex Brown, I think, does the gator chop, that kind of thing. You ever think about throwing out a nice Spider-Man double web shooter,
the Lance
like
Briggs, the whip?
Disney.
I'm just trying
that.
To create something for you, maybe something
Disney owns
special.
That now,
you
so you need to be careful.
Yeah, that's true. That is a Disney product. You might get in trouble for that one.
Well, I mean, I have a few dances that I do. I've developed over the years. but no, I
haven't
thought
about that. Maybe just throwing that out there.
Snickety snack.
Yeah,
it's
Wolverine.
Right. I mean,
Brad Hopkins has already got that one locked
you see,
up.
You gotta understand, in football, you get away with nothing in the locker room. You know, you trip over the carpet, you get made fun of. So whatever you do, it's got to look good. Mm-hmm. And even when it looks good, you get made fun of.
Who's like the one guy in the locker room that you did not want to have know that you're a comic book fan? Like, who's the one guy you would be ruthless about it?
Garrett Wolf.
Not Garrett. There's There's a couple of guys. It was probably Brian Urlacher and Adewale Agunle.
Oh, really? Those two would probably
rip me just to get a laugh out of everyone else. You know, and then once those guys get going, the other guys are just gonna fall right in line and start laughing. But I don't mind being laughed at. It's fine. You know, you do what you love and I do what I love.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, comic book fans, we have to develop a fairly thick skin with that. You know, it's, speaking of, you know, the teammate thing and what you do, I love to fly. It's, I only get to fly a couple times a year, but I always love the 3 or 4 or 5 hours that I get to spend on an airplane because I'm there, I'm in a seat. Not moving. Mm-hmm. Chance to really
weird thing.
No, I know what he's talking about.
No. It's like I get
because he brings 19 hardcovers with him and he reads them on the plane.
I got like 4 or 5 hours where all I can do is read. And that, and I love that. It's my favorite part of flying. Mm-hmm. And I have this mental image of you like sitting on the plane on a team flight in Ottawa, Agunle, just looking over and go, what the hell are you reading?
Darkness.
That is the best time.
Yeah, that's you ever kick back and read comics on the flights?
I mean, lately I've been just picking up old issues that I have in my office and just pulling them out and rereading them and stuff like that. Yeah, I mean, there's no better time. There's no better time than on that plane.
Well, tell us a little bit about this character that you're looking to design. It looks like you're trying to get your own comic book started.
Well, I'm really toying around with it right now, and I want to see where it's going to go. And I have a team of characters, and the first one is a guy named Riot, and he's basically a telepath who at the age of 15 was in a obviously in an accident. He's from Hawaii, North Shore. And I was trying to figure out, I have it, it's all written down, but that major surfing area right there, I don't know if it's called Turnpike or Half Pipe, something like that.
I'm thinking that we need to go there for research.
All I know about surfing is Point Break, the movie. That's all.
Right.
I don't know anything about it.
But the idea behind it is, you know, when I went there, you know, I was told surfers, this is where the best surfers in the world come, you know, and basically they decide whether you're a good surfer if you make it. If you don't, they say it's pretty much fatal. You know, so, you know, I was like, that's
a tough test.
Nice entrance exam. If you live.
So, you know, as a teenager, this kid crashed and burned here, was rushed to the hospital, flatlined 3 times, was unaware that he had powers then, even though he was born with them. But we believe that his powers were relegated to his mouth. To basically his vocal cords from that incident. And basically he can control any creature, but it has to be vocally. You know, he vocally has to say it. And how they go about doing it is their own is by their own choice. So if he tells a human, you know, defend me or protect me, you know, and this guy happens to just be a coward, you know, he's not gonna get much protection. You know, he tends to stick to animals because animals
can't turn somebody into something they're not necessarily. Right. Just
exactly.
Yeah.
So he tends to control animals because, you know, animals are you know, they're pretty straightforward. You tell them to protect them. Yeah. Yeah. And also, you know, if an animal dies, he doesn't feel as bad, you know. So he's my first character. And I kind of just wanted to have fun with him. I based him off of my old marketing guy. Because obviously marketing guys, they know how to talk. And
you got one based on your agent, don't you?
Not really. That one is going to take some time.
Well, it's your fine folks that I've been working with this week to have you come out and talk with us. Sent some of the details about the contest, and it's the Briggs for Comics Drawing Contest, aka the Riot Challenge. Mm-hmm. And you can find details at lancescomicworld.com. And there are several participating stores here in the Chicago area. The one that we're sitting in now, Challengers Comics, Chicago Comics, Graham Crackers Comics, and First Aid Comics.
Sweet.
So if you're in the Chicago area and you are an artist and you shop at any of those stores, they're all participating. And I'm assuming that this is open to artists outside of the Chicago area. So,
yes.
Yeah, so just go to lancescomicworld.com.
Feel free to win. Publicity.
We brought in some heavy hitters tonight for you.
Yeah, we got some pros. Yeah, we got some. Yeah.
Kyle Bice and Mike
Mr.
Norton.
So, it's a contest to design the character Riot,
right?
You can enter it on your site there and
correct.
Submit your stuff, and then you're going to select it, or you'll make a decision.
I'll select it. And that's, like I said, that's part of being connected. You know, connecting to basically the comic book world. And I have probably 8 or 9 characters that. Some are more developed than others. Some are less developed. And like Riot, I came up with the name for Riot. I don't have an alias right now. So these are also things that I can connect with
writers.
Right. You know, hey, you come up with a great name. Dang. You know, I've gone over and over names. I just, you know.
Well, you got the superhero name. That's the hard part. The alias name.
Right.
Grab a phone book.
Absolutely. Right.
That's you being in Chicago. Chicago is a fantastic comics book town. Mm-hmm. We've great shops here and a lot of creators that live here. You get to travel around the country, you know, more than the average person. Do you ever have a chance to go to shops in other parts of the country, or is it? You're pretty relegated schedule wise, but
yeah. I know the places to go when I'm in my hometown of Sacramento. I know a place to go when I'm in Arizona, but outside of that, you know, I don't usually have enough time, or I'm on a schedule you know, I'll bring the comics with me. You know, as opposed to, you know, do you know where your nearest comic book store is?
Hard to be in New York to play the Giants. I'm like, I'm going to Midtown. I'll catch up with you guys later.
Going to the comic book shop isn't necessarily a good excuse for being late to practice. Love, you might not, you know.
I mean, my
idea,
when I take a trip, what I try to do is I know I'm going to leave tomorrow. I go today and pick up, you know, 5-6 comics for my trip.
Have you ever been to any comic book conventions at all?
No, but I want to. I wanted to.
There's a good. There's a good one here. Yeah,
there's a couple good ones here. Yeah. So we put on a comic book convention, a small comic book convention here in the city. But then we've got the new big convention is going to be in April down at McCormick Place. That's the C2E2, and that's going to be a big show. So we're excited about that. So
I'll probably see you guys there.
Comic book conventions are a lot of fun. They're an amazing place. If you're a comic book fan, it's like being bombarded with everything you could possibly imagine time. You know,
see all your favorite artists.
All the artists and writers. The
writers.
Costumes.
And then, people in costumes and then just all the stuff to buy. I mean, that's the dangerous part of it, because anything you could imagine comic book related
like
is
the
there.
Barrett Jackson of comics.
It's just crazy. It
must be my pile of books by my bed. My wife is not happy about it.
I'm running out of bookcases as we speak.
This is Gene Colan, and you are listening to Around Comics.
We could talk football now.
Enough about you're ready to talk football.
No football.
Get angry. All right. Get outmatched.
Do you have any questions for us? What's going on with comics? Or
you know what? I've been walking around here asking a lot of questions about what's going on.
I saw you light up like a kid in a candy store whenever you walked in. It's like, I'm already do the podcast, and you like gravitated right to the shelves. Like, okay, we're gonna let him shop for a little while.
Yeah, you guys don't understand how far behind I am right now. And one of the best parts about being behind is having people come up to you and say, you got to read this story. Yeah. You know, you got to listen to this story or get into this story. Uh-huh. You know, so my agent, he's kind of been, he gets on me about different things, you know, and while I'm telling him about the darkness.
You are behind an X-Men? What is going on, Lance? Yeah.
He's like, have you read The Civil War? He's like, Lance, you have to pick this. Here, take these 3 issues. Let these start you off.
All right. I need an agent.
I'm not going to tell you that Captain America dies.
He's like, wait a minute.
But...
Yeah. What about my contract? Don't worry about that.
Don't worry.
You got to read Civil War.
We'll worry about that afterwards.
Hey, I negotiated a heavy signing bonus for you. What do you mean you're from behind? Come on. Well, you know, speaking of, you know, like, you know, shotgunning these comics and in big groups because, you know, you fall behind. But now there's so many trades out and they collect these. Mm-hmm. Do you pick up comics in collections, or do you like sticking with the single issues?
You know, I got sent some collections. And it, to me, it's just not the same read as the comic
book. He's old school. He's old school. He likes the single issues.
Let me get 5 issues. Let me get them in an order. So it's like, to me, it's like an episode. You know, at the end, I'm like, ooh, yeah. Can't wait till the next week. Tune in. And then I go in through it again. To me, it's nothing like picking up a comic book and reading it.
I respect that.
No. Hey, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. I agree. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Tom, you're a single issue guy. Oh, no question.
Yeah. That's one of the great debates in comics is, you know, wait for the trade or read them as they come out. And, mm-hmm. You know, and there's more and more stuff that's going, you know, going the trade route.
True.
It's just, it's, you know, for me anyway, it's easier to store. You know, I have, you know, my wife will only let me have so many boxes.
Don't make excuses.
Exactly. Yeah, so you can put stuff on the shelf.
You don't have to convince us. We don't have to.
Hey, there's a point.
Whatever you want to do.
There's a point in time where, you know, it's about, you know, gaining respect from your friends and peers, but, you know, then there's a time whenever your wife has final say on stuff.
That's your problem.
Are you married or have kids?
The wife?
I have kids.
You have kids?
Yeah.
Bringing them up on comics, got them, you know,
well,
got a plan. Do you have a plan in place?
Well, I'll tell you what, if I put one of my comics in front of my son, he'd probably rip it. Just rip it up, you know. I'm working on other things. I'm working on High and Bye. You
know? Okay.
Get them, you know, my daughters would probably put it upside down and say, oh, yeah, I like this. Yeah,
it's nice. This is nice.
You know, so
start them on the right cartoons. Now, start them right. On, that's how you get them. You know,
yeah. Right now, I mean, I'm a huge Elmo. I watch Elmo.
Yeah.
All day. Nice. I can deal with Elmo. You know, I'm a Dora, that stuff. It. You know, it's,
you got, you're like Elmo. I've seen every episode of Dora the Explorer. Yeah. I don't even have kids. No.
You're going to graduate to SpongeBob SquarePants very soon. And then Salvation is right around the corner, because then you get get into like Batman.
Well,
it's Hannah Montana. Yeah. But that's my daughter's biggest thing now is Hannah Montana.
I don't know anything of what you guys are talking about.
My son mimics me a lot. I mean, he mimics me a lot. So I can see the day that we both walk into the comic store together. You know, and he starts picking them up, and we stay in here for hours, hours. He's just picking up different comics
Look
and
at
reading
this
them.
One.
Yeah. Oh, you got to read this one. Yeah.
That's awesome.
That'd be a pretty cool thing to share, you know, for the rest
Absolutely.
Of our lives.
Absolutely. My kids, every Halloween, it's an adventure because my kids want to dress up as, and I've never really pushed comic books on them at all. Mm-hmm. It's just always around them, you know.
Yeah.
And it's always some sort of superhero costume that they want to wear for Halloween. And, so that's great. You know, it's a lot of fun for me to
see definitely.
That.
I'm not going to push. You know, it's like I'm not going to push my college on my son either, or my daughters, you know.
But he can't go to ASU.
Oh, we can't. I mean, you can go.
You have to find his own way.
Right. I mean, I just have to get creative. You can go wherever you want.
That was pretty
but
good. That was
you go to Arizona, there might be something extra in there for you.
Something extra.
That was a serious look. Oh, no.
My wife and I have had
There will be no sun devil in my house.
No, not at all.
My wife and I have had the same conversation about when we have kids, how to get them to go to Wisconsin.
What's the?
It's pretty much that plan.
That plan. Yeah. You can get a little something extra in there for you.
Listen.
If you get a scholarship, you can go anywhere you want.
Things will be a little easier for you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
This portion of Around Comics is brought to you by Evangelion from Funimation. Imagine Dr. Frankenstein is your father, your classmate, and fellow pilot is a partial clone of your dead mother, and she's hot. You've been forced by your father to pilot a giant living robot named Ava, Unit 1, to fight deadly creatures called angels from destroying the planet. And to top it off, you have raging teenage hormones, and it's the end of the world if you screw up. No pressure. The Evangelion 1.01 You Are Not Alone movie is the complete rebuild of the groundbreaking sci-fi giant robot anime. Otaku USA Magazine writes, Evangelion reminds us of what anime can be by having us flex all of our otaku muscles, yet always satisfied our basis needs for cute girls and mecha. Watch the first 8 minutes of the movie at www.funimation.com/Evangelion. Evangelion 1.01, You Are Not Alone, available now on DVD.
When you were going to college, were you were still reading comics then? And was that tough at all? I mean, was that a... Because you were playing football, but reading comics in the dorm, was that something...
Not so much in the dorm, because in the dorm, I didn't redshirt, so for me... when I got my first progress report and they said, you know, if you don't bring your grades up, you're going to go home.
Right.
And the first thing I thought was my mom. I'm like, I can't go home. You know, so I was, you know, I was after class with the teacher, tutors, everything, you know, and I'm playing at the same time. So I didn't know. I was first time I was adjusting to it, being away from home and trying to play football, you know, lift weights, go to all the study hall, make sure that I'm my grades are going in the right direction.
Sure.
You know, so my freshman year, there were almost no comics. Mm.
Being a student athlete is no easy way to
not
go.
At all.
It's almost what you do now, mm-hmm. but you're a full-time student.
Yeah.
And it's
and you have no money.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you have no money.
Yeah. And comics are not known for being cheap anymore. Mm-hmm. It's a line item in your budget. That's why I keep telling my wife.
Yeah.
But
the justifications keep happening.
Believe me, you're newlywed. This will start kicking in, Tom. Once your football career is over, mm-hmm. many years and many Bears Super Bowl championships.
Yes.
In the future, you want to do anything with comics, or are you just going to stay on the hobby side of it? I mean, you've got some characters that you're working on. Is there
it's, you know, it's all about if the characters or the things that I come up with, if they catch on, you mm-hmm. know, if people like them, you know, I talk to a lot of talk with my agent because he's an avid comic book fan, you know, so when I come up with some of these characters, you know, and he says, man, I like it. They have original powers. You know, I like their powers and stuff like that, you know, and trying to.
I didn't know this is what agents talk about.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's an easy sale.
Yeah. I love it, Lance.
Oh, it's fantastic.
These ideas.
You're a genius. It's altering my perception of what. Yeah.
But it's, you know, I'd like to, you know, really have someone that I can kind of go over this with, mm-hmm. you know, and we can kind of bounce ideas off each other and stuff like that. And I think that's another reason why I created Lance's Comic Book World is to kind of bounce ideas off of different people. Maybe we can all help each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's what we found. We've been doing this for about, you know, 5 years or so. Is that the comic book community is very tight. Mm-hmm. Creators really go out of their way to help each other. Mm-hmm. It's really a big family.
That's cool.
I've you know, probably count on two fingers people that we've met in this industry that I'm just like, oh, that guy's kind of a jerk. I mean, it is an honestly good group of people that are in comics. So I think you're going about it the right way and,
right.
you know, building community and yeah, I think good things will happen with that.
Thank you.
You know, for people that are listening that are interested in going to Lance's Comic World mm-hmm. and definitely that is lancescomicworld.com. Mm-hmm. What kind of stuff can they find at the site? Why should people go and check it out?
Well, they're going to be updated on current, I'd say current comic book issues, things that are going on, current movies, the movies that are going to be coming out. They'll have my blog. I have staff members that are continuously updating it on a daily mm-hmm. basis, mm-hmm. And it's a opportunity to participate. You know, participate, get active. I have comic book characters. Give me your characters. Let's make a team.
Right.
You know, let's put a comic together. You know, let's put something out there that the rest of the comic book world can respect and say, you know what, these are good characters. I want to follow this story. Let's make this a reality.
Well, there's definitely no shortage of people in the, you know, that are fans of comics that mm-hmm. would like to create comics.
Yeah.
You know, I would say a huge portion of the people that read comics wish or would want to be in the industry and create their own stuff. It just sort of, for whatever reason, it mm-hmm. sort of seems to inspire that kind of thing.
I used to sit in my classrooms and draw comic book characters. Yeah. And I sit in the back, you know, when I'm not supposed to be drawing comic book characters, just going over comic book characters, you know, and trying to go over different angles. That's when I realized I wasn't an artist, you know. I was sitting next to a guy, he was just scribbling, and I was like,
That's pretty good.
I spent hours on this one, you know. And so, you know, I realized it just wasn't for me, you know. But
shall be a writer.
Yeah, right. I can write it though. Yeah. So yeah, but it was fun.
Very cool.
All right, awesome. Well, Lance, you know, I it's been an absolute thrill talking with you. And we will see you on the forums at lancescomicworld.com. Folks, artists out there that are interested in the Riot Challenge should go there for details. Yes. And if you're in the Chicago area, there are the participating stores that you can go and get details on. And just thrilled you could spend some time with us. No, you're welcome, obviously welcome back anytime.
I will be back. And thank you for having me. This is a great conversation for me.
You bring your agent back and we'll
I will. You guys, hey, hammer him, please. Hammer him. Yeah.
All right, fantastic. All right, well, the last thing, go Bears.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. If nothing else, beat the Packers this year.
Yeah.
If nothing
just
else,
just so we can
beat the Packers this year.
Give him a hard time.
Bragging rights.
Oh, yeah.
Right. We need it. No, we're gonna. You know what? We're gonna get this win this week. You know, we're headed in the right direction. You know, I mean, we have to finish. We're playing good defense, at least this last week, and that's what it takes in Chicago. It's never been different. You got to play good or great defense to have a chance or win games.
Bear football defense, absolutely. And we don't believe in the forward pass.
I'm just gonna keep quiet.
We were hoping Tom was gonna wear his Aaron Rodgers jersey, and you would just kind of snap at one point and just tackle him.
I'm sure he'll get that close to someone in an Aaron Rodgers jersey again.
At some point.
Yeah.
Much to my chagrin.
All right. Well, hey, thanks again, and we will talk to you. Absolutely. You know, hopefully in the near future.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Right, and that was Lance Briggs.
It sure was.
Yeah.
He plays football too.
As well as being a comic book. For a lot of our listeners that may not watch football, and I'm thinking, you know, more the folks in like the UK and Australia and a lot of the listeners in different countries that may not be familiar with who Lance Briggs is or why this is kind of a big deal for us. Lance Briggs, first of all, he's a Chicago Bear. And so for Sal and I, that more so than Tom, is a big deal for us.
You can enjoy it too. I mean, he's an NFL player.
But that's the thing, is that he's not just an NFL player.
No.
He is, in my opinion, and a lot of people's opinion, the best player at his position.
Get ready for some hyperbole.
Oh, he's the best outside linebacker in the league.
He's very good. Yes.
Yeah. He's and so
I don't. I mean, I. Yeah. I don't know. I don't. I mean, I don't. I,
he isn't. He destroys people.
Oh, he's a phenomenal player. He's my favorite Bear.
Yeah.
He's probably going to listen to this. So
there's no question. I don't know if he's the best outside linebacker in the league, only because I don't.
You don't know.
I don't know I don't know who the other outside linebackers are, so it's hard for me to say.
The rest
good.
Don't matter.
But he's a phenomenal player
and such a nice guy.
Very nice guy.
Whenever you have someone on the show that you're maybe not real familiar with that is from outside of the comics industry, you never really know like how much of a comic fan they are and what you're going to talk about. But boy, I mean. He's a comic fan.
Oh, no question.
He walked out here with a big stack of stuff. Yeah, yeah.
Big old stack of books.
He put on that Black Lantern ring pretty quick, too, after he got it. Yeah.
His friends were shaking their heads.
There's no question he is one of us. Yeah, no question.
He came in with some friends of his, and one of his friends comes up and says, did you want these? You said you wanted these bags and boards. He's, oh, yeah. You know, he's walking out of here, you know, you have 100 pack of boards. So, yeah, that was a lot of fun, and he's passionate about it. He hung out here after we finished the first part of the recording, and he was just kind of nerding out.
Yeah, like, I'm sure there's people out there that have no idea who Lance Briggs is or why we had him on the show, but for us it's a huge deal because he's a Chicago Bear, a great, you know, linebacker, and he's a comic guy. And it's funny how we kind of came upon this interview with him was through Lance's Comic World.
Yeah, through his website.
We had just seen the website and then contacted him through that and lo and behold.
Actually, I think what it was, there was a story on the internet that he was a comic fan and he had this website, and you came up to me and said, all right, get Lance Briggs on the show and I'll come back.
No, I did not. I said, you should really go and get Lance Briggs and I'll show up, but it has nothing to do with me coming back.
it was really, really a lot of fun. Now, Kyle Bice is sitting in with us.
Hello,
hey, Kyle. How are you?
I am good.
Good to see you.
Thanks for having me on.
You were working on Wance's character designs while we were recording the show. You and Mike.
Yeah.
So what? Tell us from the artist perspective, kind of what he's looking for, and what you did, how you ran with it.
He had really specific ideas. He had you know, the two characters. He had a main character. I think his name's Riot. Mm-hmm. A guy who essentially can control any creature with his voice, to a certain degree. And pretty loose with the description, but in some ways very specific. It was obviously a Pacific Islander who was possibly a surfer or an export type of character. So we just ran with that. And actually, Mike did a pretty amazing piece.
Mike's was pretty ridiculous.
Yeah. Mike is about 10 times faster than me and does this stuff, you know, 10 hours a day. So he's... it was pretty interesting to see what Mike did.
Yours was cool. You guys both did some great pieces.
There was actually some similarities between our two. Like his main character was the way we designed him was almost the exact same way. Just Mike did a different pose than I did. But yeah, it was really interesting. It was weird to do that so fast because we had to do it in the time that you guys talked to him.
Which was like 40 minutes.
Yeah. If that. I think Mike started right before you guys started talking, and I kind of lollygagged around for a few minutes.
Because you're a lollygagger.
Yeah, of course.
Lollygagger.
Well, that's cool. I know that he was very happy whenever he walked out. So that was pretty cool.
The most down-to-earth guy. I was really surprised. Yeah. I thought he was going to be a total celebrity when he came in here.
You never know you hear about the prima donna attitudes and none of that pretense with him. Just a really nice guy. I could not be happier.
It was funny that he had zero interest in talking about football.
Oh yeah,
and only wanted to talk about comic books. He had no interest at all in talking about football.
Well, you set it off, Mike. It's like, you know, there are he's not a football fan, or he's not a football player who reads comics. He is a comic book fan
that plays football.
You could tell. Absolutely. Yeah. He just was excited and engaged with everything that was going on in here. He was combing the shelves. He was like, "Where's the darkness at?"
We talked to him about tons of books. He just had lots of questions about books, and we kept just recommending stuff to him, and he was very excited about Image United coming in November. Is it coming in November?
Another week. They got a week.
wouldn't be an Image book if it wasn't late.
Isn't that part of the whole plan if it came out late?
Yeah.
with a foil cover.
Oh. With a foil cover, yeah. Which polybag
awesome.
Foil cover.
Would be awesome.
So, Tom, what was it like for you to sit with a player from your most hated football team?
Oh, he was very nice. I mean, I don't hate him specifically. Like, you know, the hate's a strong word.
Did you have to restrain yourself?
No.
I will take you down, Lance Briggs.
Was there ever a moment you were thinking maybe you could take him out, just take a knee out, or cut his hamstring
the
or something?
Out or yeah, something? No. He's a very, very nice man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was very, very cool.
He still talks to me even after he found out I was a Packers fan.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he's a very nice man. He's a big dude. Even if it crossed my mind where I'm like, I can help this will help the Packers out. And there's nothing I could do.
It's the first time in my recent memory I've been in the same room with Mike Norton, and you look across the room and it's like, oh, there's little Mike Norton over there standing next to the big guy.
He's a large, what do you think? He's 6'3"?
He's big. Yeah, he's just... And
he's a bad man.
Yeah, and he's a linebacker. So I mean, it's not like a defensive lineman, you know, where it's just like, you know,
and he
just
hits really, really hard.
He's just this big chiseled guy. Mm-hmm. So yeah, awesome.
Spending a lot of time talking about what he looks like.
What are his abs like, Chris?
It's getting weird. All right, let's move on.
Yeah, it's getting uncomfortable.
It's not getting
on. I
think Chris has got a new
well, no, see,
subject
I,
to stalk.
I was sent here to come back with a report in the middle of the recording. I had to get a text message from my wife that says, "Have you given my new boyfriend my number?" I'm like, oh, thanks, honey.
Well, I will say this. I got a phone call after we got done, and mm-hmm. probably the coolest thing I've ever been able to do because of Around Comics is go, when somebody asked me, hey, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm hanging out with Lance Briggs in the comic book shop. What? That's got to be the coolest thing I've ever been able to do as you know, because of Around Comics.
So. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. Right. Well, I tell you what. Let's wrap this one up. Thanks to Patrick and Dal for having us here at Challengers. I think we'll be back at our home store of Dark Tower Comics our next episode. You can I've got some voicemails and emails that will go over the next episode. So keep those coming. You can voicemail the show at 1-888-977-5903. You can email us at info@aroundcomics.com. I know that we've been lax in voicemails and emails here since we came back off vacation, but we will catch up on those. I promise, folks. I want to thank everyone for leaving iTunes reviews. I haven't been thanking people for the last few weeks.
Thank you.
Satch TC, Eddie the Great, The Finite, Marcus. Kill Your Comics. My Lance name is Briggs. Adam 2. Lance Briggs. Flix Guy. Dan Cassidy. Santa Claus on Acid.
Aaron Rodgers left us.
The Dave. Sleepy-O. Knott's Guy.
So the show's great, but some of your guests suck.
GB Scoble. American Caesar. DC Urist. Maddie Jets and Clay Inferno. Thank you, folks.
Holy crap.
And we're getting close to 400 iTunes reviews. So give us a Christmas present in the form of an iTunes review. We would appreciate it. You can listen to Tom a couple times a week as he runs you through the history of the DC Universe on Tom versus the Flash. Yeah. Check that podcast.
Recording on a Tuesday throws off my whole recording schedule.
Oh, you're a mess. Maybe only one this week, huh? You're going to have to double up and do two? Never two in a night. Never two in a night.
I couldn't record two in it. I'll record one tomorrow and then Thursday.
Okay. Mm-hmm. There you go. I'll pop up. I'm back on 11 o'clock comics this week. Sal, you are doing My Rotten Blog. My Rotten Podcast pops up from time to time.
I promise my Rotten Podcast will be back.
If you go back a couple episodes, you just had a nice talk with Matt Kent on the Around Comics Presents that you're going to be knocking out a few of those.
The next one I'm going to do is going to be Robbie Williams. And I'm going to talk to him about Class War,
I think.
It's going to be the next one. That was actually it was a Twitter hookup, sort of, where somebody that knows him said, hey, you should talk to him about Class War. I'm like, you know what? That's a great idea because that's an awesome book.
Yeah.
And so that's in the works. So maybe
Class War is kind of getting a second life digitally right now. You can get Class War as a digital comic, and it's kind of
hardcovers out.
So it's a series that I think kind of got lost in the shuffle, and it's going to have a nice second
life.
So that's cool.
It's really really good. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to look forward to talking to him. Yeah, about
I think that. A lot of current comics are pulling from stuff that he's doing with Class War.
Absolutely,
some good stuff. Kyle, do you have anything coming up that you would like to?
Strangely, I do, and it's something way outside of comics, but. Some people might be into it. It's the 19th.
You are going to be in the MMA.
No. Oh. Not yet. The 1960s British TV show The Avengers.
Yes.
Apparently they do collectible sketch cards for those. And I just got hired on a couple weeks ago to do some of those.
Cool. John Sentris would be all over that.
Oh, yeah.
Those should be out sometime after Christmas, maybe right before. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure.
Yeah, there's kind of talking about Class War getting a second life, the 60s British TV show.
The Prisoner.
The Prisoner on AMC. Yeah. Have you seen the new one?
No, I heard it's really good. I want to check it out.
It's I was telling Sal, the first episode was interesting. The second episode was kind of a weird Jacob's Ladder-like drug-induced fever dream that I think may have shaken a lot of people off the show. The third one was fantastic. I'm going to go home and watch the fourth episode tonight. But if you go to amctv.com, you can actually stream the original Prisoner TV show.
It's also on demand.
Yes, it is.
Which is very cool. So, but the
if
you've never seen The Avengers, go check out The Avengers. Cool. It's a fantastic TV show.
Has anyone watched World War II in HD, the new series on History Channel?
No.
Watch it. It's phenomenal. It's unbelievable. They spent like 4 years or...
Hitler in HD.
It's awesome.
The series is really good too.
They're taking like 12 different people and they're sort of following them from the very beginning of the war to the end of it. And it the footage is unbelievable, but the series itself is really, really good.
I'll have to check it out.
If you're a World War II fan...
Which is kind of weird.
What's your favorite war? World War II, probably.
1812, probably World War II.
You know, I've always been a Falkland Islands guy.
Yeah, my favorite war.
But it's an awesome, awesome show.
Cool. So, I'll have to check that out.
So what...
My favorite war is Spanish Civil War.
Spanish Civil War?
Yeah.
Was that
what's Hemingway his name? Was in that
Hemingway?
One.
There's one thing I want to make sure.
We're not done talking about our favorite wars, Chris.
the Mexican American War.
We were going to do a second episode tonight, but it's getting a little late. Good, yeah. But something a longtime friend of the show, Andy Jewett.
Yes.
Good guy, good great man. Artist, good man.
Great head.
And Whoa, just got blue.
No, you guys are sick.
Andy got really, really sick last year. Like, had this really bizarre, don't worry, he's okay now. He had a really bizarre reaction to...
meaning Chris.
to hanging out with me. Ibuprofen.
Yeah.
Which he had taken since he was a little kid. And he is coming out with a mini comic called Sicko, which kind of details this entire thing that he went through of getting sick and dealing with his wife and his kids and
being afraid he was going to die
and going to doctors and emergency rooms and just trying to figure out what the heck was going on with him. And so he kind of exercised this by doing a mini comic called Sicko, and it is really, really good. And it is you can check.
Oh God. Oh. Show disaster.
You can check it out online by going to andyjewett.com, and that's andyjewett.com. And I believe that Sicko is available through DCB service. It may even be in previews, but check it out. I don't read mini comics that often, and there's some great mini comic stuff going on out there. Because I know Andy, this is a really personal tale of a crisis time in his life, and so I absolutely loved it. It was especially with all the healthcare stuff going on in government right now. This is a real interesting look at healthcare and him. It was really good.
At the I hadn't seen Andy in a while, and at the Windy City Comic Con,
he looked like Andy.
But he has the best table prop of anyone, because it's not a hypodermic needle, but it's like it's kind of like a needle, but it injects.
It's an EpiPen.
Yeah, an EpiPen. That's what he's got. Just laying. I'm like, what the hell are you doing with that? Oh, well, here. And then he went through that. Because I didn't know that I mean, I knew he had gotten sick, but I didn't know it was that bad.
Yeah.
Until afterwards. He was gonna die. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, I know now, but I'm like, why do you have an EpiPen with you? He's like, well, I kind of have to have it now, in case.
Yeah, it's the whole near-death thing. I figured I should carry it around with me. So, Kyle, you do, it's one of the things. Artists are freelancers, and, that's the biggest fear that a lot of artists have is getting sick.
Yeah, it's not fun to deal with.
No.
Especially when, as a freelancer, you pay for these insurance policies, and they, in the end, don't end up paying for a lot of the things that you might need.
Yeah, yeah. So Sicko is a really interesting look at that, and it's just it's a great mini comic. Andy's a very talented artist, so check out Sicko. All right, that's what I got.
All right,
for me. Cool.
All right, well, Sal,
call me next time you get a professional athlete. I'll be back.
I'm working on
or
Shaq.
A celebrity professional. Oh, Shaq would be a blast. I'd love to talk to Shaq.
Hey, bro. Hey, bro.
Hey, bro.
Kyle, thank you for coming out.
I was
and working on the character design. I want to thank Dow and Patrick and Mike Norton and Ashley and all the gang here. Mr. Caters.
Mm-hmm. Hey. I'm good.
Yeah. Thank you. All right. We will be back again next week with another full-length episode of Around Comics. In the meantime.
In between time.
We'll be everywhere in
and around comics.
Chef will be here.
Views expressed in the interviews or by guests of the show are solely those of the individuals expressing them and may not reflect the opinions of Around Comics. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, or retransmission without the express written consent of Around Comics is strictly prohibited. All content presented in this program is the sole property of Around Comics, and this has been an Around Comics production, copyright 2009. Go Bears!